a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're all spending more time at home, and I think we've run through all the things to do. We've blown through just about everything on Netflix and Disney Plus. Come on. You're so desperate, you probably even thought about watching something with subtitles. I have. It's not so bad. After a few minutes, you get used to it. But at the beginning, yeah, it's like a reading assignment. For hobbies, we've taken up pandemic pastimes like quilting, gardening. There's carpentry and cooking and who knows what else. And heading into this winter, we're all just about at the end of our rope. And I think the people at Play-Doh know this. Because the folks who make the weirdly satisfying stuff that you squish are now selling grown-up Play-Doh. Grown-up Play-Doh. It's on Amazon. You get 6 colors for $12, and they smell with what are described as grown-up flavors, like overpriced latte Play-Doh, mom jeans Play-Doh. There's dad sneakers, Grill King, which smells like smoked meat. There's Spa Day, which is floral, and Lord of the Lawn Play-Doh that smells like fresh-cut grass. Seems like a great idea. But in the comment section, people complain the Play-Doh doesn't really have a smell. It's a really, really faint scent. This is so 2020. We're all casting about desperately for something, anything to keep us busy. And even Play-Doh, that squishy childhood standby, is a disappointment.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.